Thank you, Ambassador, and thank you for your work on the main committee and on these issues since the PrepCom and indeed in the preparation of the final declaration. I'd like to offer a few comments and the ICRC's views on the main new proposals that are being discussed here this morning. First of all, with regard to anti-vehicle mines, or MOTAPM as they're referred to in the CCW context, the ICRC supports the proposal of Ireland, and supported by many other states here this morning, for the establishment of a group of governmental experts on MOTAPM. As outlined in the working paper that we presented at the August preparatory meeting, the impact of MOTAPM on civilians and on humanitarian organizations calls for action on the part of CCW high contracting parties. This conclusion is supported even more by the information we heard yesterday from the Geneva International Center for Humanitarian Demining about the growing number of recorded casualties in relation to MOTAPM, and the fact that in some contexts, the victims of MOTAPM outnumber those caused by anti-personnel mines. The establishment of a GGE would be a logical step in the CCW in light of the work that this body has undertaken thus far and the commitments made by more than 25 high contracting parties to implement on a national basis measures to help reduce the humanitarian consequences of MOTAPM. Secondly, with regard to incendiary weapons and weapons with incendiary effects, the ICRC believes that in the face of unacceptable civilian harm from the use of incendiary weapons and weapons with incidental incendiary effects, in recent armed conflicts, including reports that incendiary weapons have been used in populated areas with devastating consequences for civilians, there is a need for high contracting parties to pay urgent attention to this issue. Concerns about incendiary weapons and those with incidental incendiary effects have been raised by a number of high contracting parties at this meeting, and we feel the time has come for the CCW to devote specific attention to the humanitarian, military, technical, and legal aspects of this problem. We would support the idea of Switzerland for a discussion as to whether Protocol 3 adequately protects civilians and combatants and is achieving its goals more broadly. We also support the calls for stronger language in the final declaration, expressing condemnation about the use of incendiary weapons in violation of Protocol 3 and customary international humanitarian law. We also express support for the proposal of Switzerland for a meeting to look at, in 2017, to look at developments in the fields of science and technology, which have a relevance for the convention and its protocols. In their statement earlier this morning, Switzerland outlined a number of possible topics that could be looked at by such a meeting. We would also note that the issues that we've raised in relation to Protocol 4 with regard to laser weapons, which may cause incidental blinding, might also be a topic that could be covered by such a meeting. So we certainly support such a discussion in the context of the CCW next year. Finally, in relation to explosive weapons use in populated areas, the ICRC has regularly expressed concern about the significant numbers of civilians that regularly occur when heavy explosive weapons are used in populated areas or in similar concentrations of civilians. We feel the use of such weapons in populated areas, it's a serious humanitarian issue and one that warrants the urgent attention of states. The ICRC and the Red Cross and Red Crescent movement more broadly have called on states and the parties to armed conflicts to avoid using explosive weapons with a wide impact area in densely populated areas. And we take this position due to the significant likelihood of indiscriminate effects when such weapons are used in those contexts. We welcome the proposal to discuss the issue of explosive weapons in populated areas within the framework of the CCW. For us, this is a logical framework to discuss this issue with the potential for beneficial discussion on existing practice and policy and perhaps avenues for greater protection of civilians when such use occurs. Thank you.